Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Cohen in for Scoot on this Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Glad you can usher it in with us here on WWL. In this third hour, I love to put everything back on the buffet. If you want to talk about the Quinnipiac poll that found that 67% of American voters support NFL players' right to take a knee during the national anthem, but only 47% think they should, you can do that. If you're on the phones holding, stay right there. Also want to talk about this new report that more and more Americans are quitting their jobs. Why? Because they think they can do better elsewhere. They're either quitting and then going to find a new job, or they've already found a new job and they're leaving. Others are going to their current employers and saying, hey, I'm gonna need more money. Hey, you need to stop treating me like that. Hey, make me happy here, because it is right now an employees' market. There are more job openings than there are people looking for jobs, and the demand for good workers is in high demand. Speaking of good workers, Mike Dettillier joining us now here on WWL, our NFL analyst. Man, I appreciate your being here, because you do work your tail off.
Thank you, Dave. Listen, can I ask for that raise? one of the things I will say, and I talked to a couple people, and I'll just throw my two cents in on this. In the off-field business, is that if the oil and gas prices would go up, we wouldn't have enough qualified people to fill those jobs.
Yeah, many industries, that's a problem now.
And it's all over across the board. But so many of them that had been involved in the oil field business for years have now gotten better jobs out west. And their feelings is, I'm not coming back over here for this roller coaster.
Yeah, you know, I said not jokingly when we had the discussion earlier about that the average raise in August for employees across the board was 3%. I told our guest, hold on, I got to go walk down the hall to the boss's office. So come on in, you and I will go in together. Strength in numbers. We'll negotiate as a team. Speaking of teams, this Saints game. You know, it's like people lost their minds after the Saints lost the opener to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after being 10-point favorites. And it seems like this game has such a huge spotlight on it that if they lose this game, the world's coming to an end. But if they win this game, it doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl, does it?
Yeah. Listen, that's always overreaction, good and bad, in game one. And I see it both ways, you know, and doing shows all over. So I think what happened here, the disappointment and the massive disappointment was there was no bigger buildup of a season walking into it, other than 2010 after you won the Super Bowl, to this year. You had a team that went 11-5. You won a first round in the playoffs. You came within one play of going to the NFC Championship game. In the offseason, you've added these pieces. You spent a ton of money on a Kurt Coleman at safety, Patrick Robinson at corner, DeMario Davis at linebacker. You spent a first-round pick and a future first-round pick on Marcus Davenport, and this is what you got. But if you track history, and we talked about this a lot, for whatever reason, and Sean's going to have to look at this, from, you know, the 2013 year was the last year this team started out 2-0, 2014, 15, 16, 17, you were 0-2, and now you started 0-1.
Yeah, and even though the players adopted the slogan, prove them right, it seemed like they knew, hey, we've got to do everything we can to not make this a lie that we are a great team, not make it a disappointing start to the season, not go 0-2 like we have the last 4 years.
And what happened is you laid an egg on defense. Come on, when you give up 48 points, not really 48, because that was a fumble, pickup, scoop and score, but still, it was so disappointing to see. And so the reaction is that. Now, here's the other part of it, Dave. People in Cleveland, and I've done a ton of shows there, I mean, they were all excited about a tie.
Yeah, well, they didn't win a single game last season, so a tie is a marked improvement. It's not a loss.
But, you know, for them, it almost, you know, felt like a loss, because they got six turnovers in the game. They were plus five in the turnover mark, had a shot to win it late, and the ball didn't go any higher than your knee the way when he kicked it. And so, you know, it was the most Browns way to lose a game. When you plus five.
Most Brown ways to tie a game, yeah.
Yeah. And their feeling is, hey, man, you know, what more could we have done to not win a football game? You would come out of here with a tie. And so you can see that this was a focus game for the Saints, that they weren't ready mentally. You can say, well, our technique was off, this and that. You know what? That's a mental part of the game, Dave. That's not a physical mistake. That's a mental mistake if you're out of position. And a lot of times it's human.
And it was the first game for all the other teams, too. But under this administration, year in, year out, 0-2, 0-2, 0-2, 0-2. What's up with that?
And that's the thing. Sean's going to have to look in the mirror and say, hey, listen, the way we're preparing for the opening weeks of the season isn't right. We're going to have to change up because we can't do anything about practice. Practice is what it is. Preseason, we know all 32 teams, they basically do the exact same thing. So something's got to be done different. But the mindset, because human nature will let you think you can do some things. And the one thing I give the Patriots a great amount of credit for, and either you love them or you hate them, there is no middle ground here between them, is that Bill Belichick every year gets his team so focused on game to game to game. And Randall Gay told me that when he was with the Patriots to start the season, his career, that he didn't even know who they were playing in games 2 and 3 and 4. When he was on that team, everything was focused every week. And he said when he came to the Saints in the 2009 season, which they won the world title and the championship, he said, Sean was talking about weeks 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. He said, you know, me and a couple other guys went to him and said, Coach, let's not do that. Let's just talk,
yeah, let's about week
to
one.
Week to week.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he stopped doing it. But he said, still, it is a mindset that's what makes Nick Saban who he is at Alabama, makes what Belichick is in New England. Their ability to get as a team for you to focus. Now, you're not going to win every game, but I think it is.
Yeah, but there's a pattern. You're right. 0-2, 0-2, 0-2, 0-2.
You're right. A certain pattern that has not been broken. And this week is all about focus. You're a better football team than Cleveland. Go out and prove it.
They're 9 to 9.5 point favorites. Mike, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Well, I picked it 30-20 Saints.
So they're going to cover and win.
But I will say this. I think the Browns give them a tussle.
You know,
listen, they got Jarvis Landry.
Sean Payton's 1-2 against the Browns as a head coach with the Saints.
I think they give him a tussle in this game, but I do know one thing. Sean's got his ire up because I know who he's playing across. Greg Williams, the former Saints defensive coordinator. No love lost.
Yeah, well, last time he played him, he had his ire up, and he lost to him. So, well,
no,
okay.
No, he won that game. Good. They beat the Rams, but good.
The Rams. You're right. Yeah. There was the Rams. Yeah, I said last time they played the Browns, they lost, but he was with the Rams at the time. Mike, appreciate it. We're going to give you at least a little rest before you got to get back on the radio. Have a great weekend. Go Saints.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. Mike Dettillier here on WWL. All right, back to your calls. Take your calls on the Saints. Take your calls on kneeling during the anthem. Take your calls on if it's time to quit your job and find a new one. That's all after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.